Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, August 31st. In yesterday's newscast, we heard that the Bureau of Land Management has issued an environmental assessment for its proposed December oil and gas lease sale. Over 8,000 acres for sale are in the North Fork Valley and its watershed. The town of Paonia wrote a detailed comment to the BLM during the scoping period that requested the lease sale be postponed, at least until the environmental impact statement for the proposed sale can be completed. Governor John Hickenlooper wrote a letter to the BLM making the same request. But as we learned yesterday, the town of Paonia's comment was not included in the environmental assessment released this week. At this point, it's not clear if the BLM even read it. KVNF News spoke with Andrew Forkus Gudmundsson, Associate Program Director for Citizens for a Healthy Community, an advocacy group based in Paonia, to get more on this story. The BLM went against its own normal rules of practice in disregarding the comment from the town of Paonia. And we're here in studio with Andrew Forkus Gudmundsson, Associate Program Director for Citizens for Healthy Community here in Paonia. Thanks for joining us, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
And we wanted to talk a little bit about the report that we had from Raleigh Burley and KDNK in yesterday's newscast, where he talked to you about the town of Paonia having their comment omitted from the environmental assessment that was released by the BLM here recently. And we just wanted to get clarification from you about that. By the BLM's own rules, they are strongly urged to consider all the comments, aren't they?
Yeah, they're strongly urged to consider all the comments, particularly when they're from a cooperating agency. In the preliminary environmental assessment, the BLM listed the town of Paonia as one of the organizations that the agency reached out to during its scoping process. So that means that the BLM actively solicited the comments of the town of Paonia. And according to their own guidance handbook, they're strongly urged to consider all those comments. And it's particularly troubling that the one comment that was omitted was the one local government agency that was strongly critical of the lease sale. And it sets a troubling precedent, and it's a sign of both bad governance and just, you know, a dangerous ignoring of the gateway community and the community most likely to be impacted by this lease sale.
And then the official that talked to Raleigh from the BLM stated that now we have another scoping period for comments to the environmental assessment that was presented this week. And there's going to be a special town hall meeting at Paonia Town Hall with the Paonia Town Council to try and get their comment back officially recognized. Is that right?
That is right. Just want to quickly clarify. It's not actually a scoping period. It's a formal comment period on the preliminary environmental assessment. So when we went through scoping, we raised issues that we would like the BLM to address, and now we are going to be commenting on the manner in which the BLM addressed those comments. So the town of Paonia is hosting a special meeting on September 10th at Paonia Town Hall, where they will be working out the best way to respond to the BLM's omission of their scoping comments and working on how to comment on that environmental assessment.
Andrew Forkus Gudmundsson from Citizens for Healthy Community, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
And once again, that special meeting of the Paonia Town Council will be on Monday, September 10th, at Paonia Town Hall at 6:30 p.m. It is a public meeting. In other news from the Paonia Town Council, at last Tuesday's regular meeting, the trustees discussed the procedure for appointing a new board member. Trustee Barry Pinnell, who was elected last April to a four-year term that lasts through April of 2022, announced that he and his family will be moving out of town limits, and he will therefore have to resign his seat on the council. Pinnell plans to complete his move in the first week of October, so the board has plenty of time to replace him. The usual procedure is for the board to take letters of interest and applications from members of the public who wish to be on the board. They will then be interviewed, and the board will hold a vote and make the appointment. Letters of interest are being accepted at Town Hall. Whoever gets appointed will serve on the board until the next municipal election, which will be in April of 2020. That election will now have three trustee seats up for grabs, along with the mayor's chair, as current Mayor Charles Stewart was elected in 2016. In yesterday's newscast, we heard about the citizen-led petition initiatives that will be on the November 6th ballot in Colorado. One of them is Initiative 97, which would mandate oil and gas setbacks be at least 2,500 feet. And according to a press release from Secretary of State Wayne Williams, along with the initiatives, November 6th ballot will also feature six amendments referred to the voters by the Colorado General Assembly. Amendment V will set the age requirement for legislators. Amendment W determines the election ballot format for judicial retention elections. Amendment X defines industrial hemp. Amendments Y and Z are two amendments about redistricting, one congressional and the other legislative. And last, Amendment A prohibits slavery and involuntary servitude. Colorado will soon have some of the strictest consumer data protection laws in the country. As KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, new standards for businesses and government entities take effect this weekend.
Starting this Saturday, any company or public office storing a Colorado resident's name and personal information must have these three things: a written data protection protocol, a method of disposing of said data when no longer needed, and a system in place to notify customers within 30 days of a breach. State Representative Cole Wist co-authored the new protections.
Folks are at risk every day. If you think about the fact that one in four consumers are victims of a data breach, waiting another 6 months or waiting another year to implement this, I think, is the wrong approach.
Wist says entities that don't comply with the new law could be held responsible for economic losses stemming from future breaches. Matt Bloom, KUNC.
And finally, here on Friday, the high school football season kicks into full gear tonight around the listening area. All three North Fork Valley teams are at home. Number 7 Paonia hosts number 4 Centauri. Hotchkiss entertains Clear Creek. And Cedar Edge battles Steamboat Springs. In Montrose, the 1-0 Indians open their home season against 1-0 Grand Junction. Fruita Monument is at Grand Junction Central, and Olathe is at Basalt. All games tonight are at 7 p.m. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, August 31st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.